Welcome to Good Life. I'm Dean Wilson. I'm so glad you're with us wherever you are. If you're joining us on television here locally in the Santa Barbara area, we welcome you at TVSB. And of course, so many of you are joining us on all these different platforms. I've lost track of all the platforms, but goodlifetelevision.org is where you can go. And we see so many of you there, and we see so many of you on the podcast, which is Good Life Conversations. So any of the major podcast platforms you can search, Good Life Conversations, we'd love to have you join us. And we're even at Twitter. It's called X now, but we're even there. And so bringing light, bringing joy, bringing goodness, bringing hope, bringing great people. And it's been such a fun thing for me to be able to be in this spot, to be able to talk to all these incredible people that are bringing light. You know, somebody asked me the other day, you know, kind of what the show is all about. I was saying, you know, it's not really, we're not here actually, you know, for celebrities. It's I really want it to be about the people that you've never heard of, because there's so many great people you've never heard of, that I can tell you. There's the lady, you know, I remember the lady is doing the food pantry or the clothing closet, you know, in some city that nobody has ever heard of her, but she does it faithfully and joyfully. And those are the people we want to make famous, you know, like you got to know about what these folks are doing. So anyway, that's kind of what we're doing. And we're so grateful you're here for the ride on the journey with us. It's been, we're coming up on 5 years, and it's been an amazing, amazing road. So I'm grateful to my guest today joining us. She's actually in Thousand Oaks, California. Greta Garland is with me. Greta, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you again for having me. I'm so excited.
Oh, well, we're honored. And Greta, I'll give a quick bit of her background. We're going to get into this and then what she's doing now, which I think is so fun and so great, doing children's books. Before writing children's books, she was actually a model for 10 plus years, swimsuit model. That's something I've never done, swimsuit modeling.
Really?
Have so far. So, but you know, you never know. You never know what a year will bring. She's also been acting since the age of 12. She's classically trained in Shakespeare and has a degree in theater, which I love. And then recently she's been a teacher, which is an amazing, and is working on some of these children's books, one of which it's A Day in the Life of Buddy the Bearded Dragon, which I thought was so creative and great. So, but let's start with you. Kind of, where were you born and raised? Also, just a little bit about kind of your background.
Yeah. So I was born and raised in Newbury Park. Absolutely love it. I love the area. I never want to leave Ventura County. I was born into a very creative family. I got into acting because of my mom. My mom is a professional costumer, and she costumed all of the Shakespeare plays that I was in, and with all of her and her thespian friends. And my dad he actually makes women's swimwear. So that's how I got into being a swimwear fit model. And so just having creative parents, I just shot up with the acting and the modeling. And yeah, and so I was also a bartender. I bartended for 6 years while I was doing all of that. And I felt like my cup wasn't being filled up anymore with that kind of work. So I decided to become a teacher, and I sent myself back to school. I got a double degree in early childhood education and development. And for the last 5 years, I've been a preschool teacher.
So great. My mom was a school teacher for decades, and
really?
and actually my mother-in-law, and we have a lot of education. My father-in-law was a principal, but I think teachers, there's just nothing more important. That's how I feel. I was actually thinking about it yesterday, not thinking about you specifically. I was thinking about teachers, the impact that they have on our society is stunning.
Yes. Yes. And especially I feel like, so I've never been an elementary teacher. I've always been in early childhood. And for the first 3 years, I was doing 3 to 5 year olds. And the past 2 years, I've actually been with 1 year olds. Yeah, I've been in an infant toddler room. So seeing that kind of development and being able to nurture that kind of development, I see a lot of firsts. I see first steps. I see first words. It is incredible what early childhood educators provide.
Oh my gosh. The brain growth alone that's happening from 0 to 5 is unbelievable.
Yeah, it really is. My cup is completely full and I can't see myself, truly, I can't see myself doing anything else. Obviously, except from writing children's books now, which I still cannot believe I actually published one.
I love it. I love it. Well, we'll get to that in a second. But so, and acting, yeah. So I have a daughter, our middle daughter, we have five, but our third daughter, third child, daughter was an actress. She is an actress. She's, in fact, she's in a new show over here at Santa Barbara City College. It's starting up in a couple of weeks. And she came out of the womb ready to do this. Like, nobody taught her how to do this. She was Anne in Anne of Green Gables at like 12 years old, like 300 lines. We didn't even help her.
What?
Like, she figured it out. Like, she, I said, I, you know, somebody's born to do something. You know, when you see somebody who's born to do something, you're like, oh my gosh, this girl is. But I mean, so it's a unique thing. But so did you have the bug? I mean, did you have that acting bug, do you think?
I mean, maybe. I think it definitely helped because I grew up in theaters with my parents. I was always hanging out in a theater. So seeing all of these people on stage really inspired me. And I was like, yeah, like I'll do it. So I did my first Shakespeare play when I was 12. It was King Richard III. And of course I had a very small part, you know, but after that, it was just like, I just was doing show after show. And you really get the bug. And theater is just a beautiful sense of community because you
Yes.
become a family with your castmates. And not only that, the high you feel when you're on stage and you're performing, there is nothing like the high of being on stage in front of an audience. So the bug stays with you.
Do you want to do more acting? Do you think down the
no,
road?
No, I don't think so. The last show I did was Romeo and Juliet. And it was right when COVID hit. So we,
wow.
It was awful. We had been rehearsing obviously for months and our show opened the week that quarantine happened. So we had 12 shows scheduled and we only got to perform to an audience twice before we had to just shut it down. So that was devastating, absolutely devastating. Cause that was kind of, I knew that that was going to be my last show. And my fiance had never seen me act before. And pretty much the whole reason I did the show was just for him to see me act. And he couldn't even see me act. I was just like, well, I guess you're never going to see me on stage.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, that's rough. So let's get into the book. So first of all, where did the idea come? How did you decide to sit down and write a children's book?
Okay, so it's funny you say that because, and I was like actually thinking about this earlier this morning, you know, I was just thinking about like, oh, like, what are we going to talk about in the interview? And I came to the conclusion, I'm like, before I had A Bearded Dragon, I never thought of writing a children's book. And Buddy, he was my Bearded Dragon. He passed away a few years ago. And I just wasn't dealing with the death in a way that like I thought I would. I just kind of like shoved it aside, I think just because I was so sad. And one day I was driving home from work and I was just like, wait a minute, Buddy the Bearded Dragon. I have to write a book about this. I have to share my experience with these children about how awesome it is to have a bearded dragon because it's kind of a unique pet to have. And I'm like, I have to do this. I'm writing about our life together because it is awesome. And I want children to see how amazing it is to have a reptile as a pet.
That's so great. I don't think I've ever known somebody who's had a bearded dragon as a pet, actually. So
really?
it must be rare. Yeah. But I mean, I'm not against it. I'm for it, but I don't know anything about it.
So after it got published and it started to, you know, I started to do markets, I didn't realize how many people actually are obsessed with bearded dragons. And with how popular social media has become, I feel like in the last 10 or so years, if you type in bearded dragons on TikTok, Instagram, I don't have Facebook anymore, so I don't know if there's bearded dragon stuff on Facebook, but there are so many bearded dragon accounts and they have just blown up. as pets. They've become a lot more mainstream. And in having this book and doing all of these markets, when people see my bearded dragon sign, they come running up to my booth and they're like, "Oh my gosh, I have a bearded dragon. This is amazing." And I'm just like, "What?" Like, so many people actually have bearded dragons as a pet, and it's just so awesome. And so I wanted to create this book for young children. The age range for my book is like 4 to 8, but I wanted to create a book that's not only fun, but also educational. So there's little tidbits in my book about what it takes to take care of a bearded dragon.
I love it. And with now, so was your bearded dragon named Buddy? I mean,
Yes.
that's where you got
Yeah.
it.
Oh yeah. And
How long now, how long did you have Buddy for?
okay, so I had Buddy for 4 years, and I shared Buddy with an old boyfriend. And so we parted ways, and he decided to keep Buddy. I was obviously devastated, but you just with those things, you just kind of have to let it go. And he had texted me, letting me know that Buddy had passed away in his sleep. So it was like rough that I couldn't like be there for his death. But yeah, I had Buddy for 4 years.
And how long do bearded dragons usually live?
Depending on overall health, they can live anywhere from 8 to 13 years.
Okay, so kind of like dogs, but maybe a
Kind of
little
like
bit
dogs,
shorter.
a little bit less. Buddy was 8 when he passed away.
But he was 8. So the breakup was actually probably a little bit harder because of Buddy the Dragon. Almost. I mean,
Yeah, I mean,
not to speculate, but I mean, I'm just saying.
no, I'm no, it's okay. Yeah, no, I was devastated about Buddy, pretty much.
Now, okay, so if I was going to get a bearded dragon this afternoon, where would I go?
Okay, so if you wanted one like right now, you could just go to Petco.
Petco has them.
Oh yeah, Petco has them. But if you want like a fancier one, they have breeders that breed the most insane colored bearded dragons. You could just like go on Instagram and find like legitimate bearded dragon breeders, and they have white ones, they have black ones, they have super, super dark red ones. Those are really, really expensive. Those can run anywhere from like $250 to like $700. The ones
Oh
at
my God.
Petco, I know, I get so excited when I talk about bearded dragons. Sorry. The ones at Petco are anywhere from like 50 to 100. So it just depends. The one.
How big are they?
So when they're first born, they're like this big. They're so cute. And then as they get older from head to tail, they're probably like this big.
Okay. So 12, 18 inches, something like that.
I have another bearded dragon. I could totally bring him out if you wanted me
Oh,
to.
you do. You do
I have.
have one. You have a
Oh,
new one. It's not Buddy.
it's not Buddy. This one's name is Jober.
Jober.
Yeah.
Love it. I love this. Now that may be the sequel is Jober, the bearded dragon.
No, I have a sequel. I have a sequel. Buddy
Well,
meets
you
a
have it.
dragon. Yeah.
Oh, I haven't. I didn't even see that.
Yeah.
And now back up. What is the, this is the, this is still the Buddy.
This is still Buddy.
Buddy meets
Buddy
Lucy.
meets Lucy.
Oh my gosh.
The title is changing. But yeah, Buddy meets a friend, basically. It's Buddy, and he's gonna meet the American bulldog named Lucy. So this is gonna hopefully come out in August or September. It's being illustrated right now. But yeah.
Oh my gosh. So the adventures of Buddy are kind of going to continue here.
Yeah, I want to make this a series,
Yeah.
and I'm working on a third book right now. But yeah, I want to make this a series. I just want to make it fun, and I just want to create children's literature. That's
I
very,
think it's so
very
powerful.
important to me.
Well, and kids, I mean, reading is so important, and then the adventures, opening things up, whatever the topic is. But you happen to have this bearded dragon thing, which I think is very cool because it's actually, new territory for kids probably, and
It is.
even parents. I'm a parent, and I've never heard of this idea.
Oh yeah.
So what a great thing.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm like, okay, there's so many children's books about dogs and cats and rabbits and birds and snakes. And I'm like, why not a bearded dragon? I'm like, I have to do this. So I had this idea and I went with it. And it took from the idea to actually getting it published, it took me a year. And for months, I did research. I have scribbles in a notebook of what it takes to write a children's book. I have no idea. I'm like, I've never written a book before. Like, what does it take? And it's like a lot of money. This is what I didn't know. I didn't realize it took a lot of money to actually like produce a book. But of course, the way I did it, I'm self-published. You know, I don't have anyone, you know, that's like, oh yeah, let me sign you. So I actually started an Indiegogo page. Do you have ever heard of Indiegogo?
No.
Okay. So it's like GoFundMe, but Indiegogo is more crowdfunding. So you have perks that you create for people to want to give you money. So I created an Indiegogo page 2 years ago to help raise money to get my book published. And I had a perk for like $30. If you donate $30, you get a signed copy of the book. And then if you donate $50, you get a signed copy of the book, a signed poster of like the book cover, and a bookmark. So I had friends and family buy perks, and I raised the money in a week.
Oh my gosh.
To get this project funded. So it was.
That is a great idea.
It was a lot of work. And I didn't realize how many people like actually support me and actually supported this idea of having a bearded dragon children's book. And so now it's just.
Now, what is the website for the book? I mean, yeah.
So through my publisher, it's only online. I am not in any major bookstores yet.
Yeah.
But I am on Amazon, Barnes and Noble, Target, Walmart. You can type in Buddy the Bearded Dragon on any of those platforms and you could see the book.
And there's an Instagram page, Buddy the Bearded Dragon Book. Book. I see that.
My link tree is in the bio. So if you just click that link, there's all of the storefronts and you just click the storefront to wherever you want to buy the book.
Yeah, that's so great. I think the passion I'm hearing from you is the interest in having an impact on children, which I just think in your role as a teacher, you know, with especially the age that you're getting them, oh my gosh, that's a powerful opportunity.
They're little.
Yeah. And then, so we got to get this book out there. I mean, that's so much fun.
Thank you so much. And, you know, that is the whole reason why I'm doing this. I just want to make people happy. And, you know, if one child just smiles from reading this book and feels inspired, then I've done my job. And I've had so many messages from people who've gotten my book and saying my daughter or my son now wants a bearded dragon. And they are so excited to get this pet and they're so excited to take care of it. And I'm like, that's so much joy.
Yeah, no, that's so much.
And I get pictures. And then once they get the bearded dragon, they send me pictures. I've had a few different people that I've literally never even met that live in different states who bought my book. They got their child a book and they have taken a picture with their bearded dragon reading my book, just sending it.
Oh my gosh. And that's got to make you feel good.
I'm just like, wow. So
now, so there, what are there any downsides with bearded dragon? Do they bite? I mean,
I've never had experience with biting with bearded dragons who bite, but I mean, like any animal, they do get kind of irritated. The best thing about bearded dragons is you can tell when they are irritated because when they're upset, bearded dragons, they have a beard.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Flares really, really wide.
Yeah.
And it turns jet black. So you know when your bearded dragon's upset. But they're pretty docile. They're kind of like the dogs of lizards. So most of them are really, really sweet. I've never had a friend say that they've been bitten by one. If they had one, I've never been bitten by one.
Yeah.
They're pretty chill.
You'd probably know by now. Yeah,
Yeah.
I've seen the thing. Okay, then I have seen a bearded dragon once in my backyard in Arlington, Texas. I must have seen one because when it saw me, it did the whole flare up thing,
Yeah.
which
Yeah,
was.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. That could have been another bearded dragon. I've never heard of them running around in the wild in the United States. They're from Australia. Bearded dragons are Australian.
Oh, they are.
They are. Yeah. So a fun fact, here's a fun fact. So they scientists in Australia were doing a study on bearded dragons, and they came to the conclusion that bearded dragons reach REM sleep, which means bearded dragons dream. I thought that was so
No
cool.
way.
Yeah, I don't
Wow. Man, we are learning a lot. This program is educational. So bearded dragons dream.
Yeah, they reach like a deep REM sleep. And I was like, wow. So sometimes my bearded dragon's sleeping and I'll just like go like this up against his tank. And like my bearded dragon, they pass out. Like they are asleep. I will turn the light on, I'll be banging around and he's passed out. And I'm like, what are you dreaming about?
Oh, this is great. Wow. So we got to get, yeah, so we got to get a bunch of, we need to have a whole generation of young people introduced to bearded dragons as pets. That's the goal.
But the also so I okay so the first page in my book I wrote like a kind of a long PSA because
Okay.
I need also my job is to inform people that this is not just don't just get it to get it. You need to be able to properly take care of it. I've
Right.
had so many people message me over the years saying, "Hey, this person can't take care of their bearded dragon. Do you want it?" I'm like, what? And they're like,
Right.
oh, well, we thought it was easy. We thought it was. And I was like, no, these are moderate to high maintenance animals. You have to bathe them once a week. You have to make sure they have the right lighting, the right vitamins to put on their food. They can't have certain types of lettuce because that blocks the calcium from going to their bones. If they don't get enough calcium, they'll get metabolic bone disease and they could die. I mean, there's like a whole thing about bearded dragon care that a lot of people don't realize.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Vitamins.
Oh, yeah. They need their multivitamins and calcium. Absolutely.
They sound, yeah, this so you got to know what you're getting into.
Have to know what you're getting into. So I wrote a little friendly PSA.
No,
Just.
that's good. That's good. We got to have full disclosure.
Oh, yeah.
So vitamins, bathing,
Bathing,
right kind of lettuce.
proper heat, lettuce, all that stuff.
That
Protein.
sounds kind of like my game plan. Vitamins, bathing. Roughage.
Vitamins, bathing. I mean, I don't think you're going to eat worms or dewy roaches, but.
No, I'm not. But that's good to know. Well, this is fantastic. So, Buddy the Bearded Dragon,
Buddy the Bearded Dragon.
Greta Garland is the author. Greta Garland is a school teacher, and gonna have I hope big impact on young people and families. We got to keep. I love that you're doing this because I think it's important that we have people in your age and stage that are actually thinking about the next generation and ways to pour into the next generation, whether it's full-time job like you have as a teacher, but also, now you're doing books. I think it's phenomenal and uplifting, and also I think going to be positive in just in your life, just to be able to know that you're doing something that makes a difference.
Thank you.
When are
I
you getting married?
August 10th.
August 10th. We just married our, we just had our first daughter get married in December.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. So I was the father of the bride, which if you've seen the movie, I was a little bit less dramatic than Steve Martin, but not much. But yeah, we had a wonderful wedding. So I wish you the best with that. Are you getting married in the Thousand Oaks area?
We're getting married in Moore Park, actually, in our friend's beautiful backyard that they've so graciously let us use.
Oh,
Yeah,
fantastic.
very
Well, congrats.
small, 40 people.
Oh, wonderful. Well, congratulations on that. And now don't tell me the name of your bearded dragon. Jober?
Yes, Jober.
Jober, got it. Jober. Is Jober going to be at the wedding or no? You're going to leave him behind?
No,
No.
I'm gonna
Okay.
leave him behind, although I might. on Etsy, they have like costumes for bearded dragons.
Tuxedo.
And I actually have a few that I use on rotation during holidays, and I might get him a bow tie for our wedding day.
I love it. Well, you have to post that if you do that.
I will. Oh, I will.
Yeah. So find Greta at Buddy the Bearded Dragon Book on Instagram. Then there's a link tree there. And Buddy the Bearded Dragon is the series. And A Day in the Life of Buddy the Bearded Dragon is the book. You can get it if you got kids or grandkids. I recommend it. And thanks for all you're doing, Greta. It's so fun.
Of course, of course. Thank you again for having me and letting me share this with
you. Love it. Love it. Great to have you. And thank you all for joining us. We'll see you next time.